In 2009, a group of Kevin Smith fans converged on Brantford, Ontario, Canada. Sent there to play hockey, they soon discovered their mission was full of hijinks, shenanigans, and a whole lot of beer and poutine. Having survived their first year in the Great White North, they return every year to continue the tradition. But in 2015, three of them decided to document their adventures, trials, and tribulations. If you have come to laugh, cry, or simply enjoy yourself at their expense, then you have come to the right place. You have come to Jim's Barbecue.
Hi, welcome to episode 34 of Jim's BBQ Podcast. I'm Mike.
I'm Jim.
And I'm Dylan.
Back to the core three, boys. Just the three of us.
Yeah, it's been a while.
It's nice. It's nice. Just the three voices, you know, it's good to get back into the saddle and just chat with you guys. And
just the three of us.
Indeed. I like it. I like it. I like getting back and just talking with you guys and seeing where we go. And, man, we got lots of stuff coming up, though. I mean, and you can find out all about that stuff at our Facebook page at facebook.com/JimsBBQPod.
You can also find out about it if you follow us on Twitter and Instagram. You punch in at JimsBBQPod.
You can also email us at JimsBBQPod@gmail.com. Or get the episodes fresh from the grill, so to say, at www.jimsbbqpod.com.
And don't forget, you can also rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes. Speaking of which, Jim,
yeah?
Speaking of which, I noticed recently that we've actually got a couple of reviews up on that iTunes page finally. Mm-hmm. Isn't that sweet?
One of them's from my boys, Kike.
Yeah. Yeah, and then one other mystery one, which, coincidentally, they named themselves the Sargiest.
Probably is the Sargiest.
Probably. You never know who that could have been. I mean, what a name, though. I mean, they're owning right to one of our favorite segments of the week, you know?
Must be a super fan.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, that's pretty cool. So, I mean, there's only two reviews up there. You would think, I mean, with all the people liking the Facebook page and downloading the episodes, you think we would maybe see a few more reviews and star ratings up there and the like. So if you're out there and you're using the iTunes, as the kids say, make sure you give us a rating at least.
I can't really say I'm not surprised.
Why is that?
Have you listened to our episodes?
I know, they're pretty shitty, aren't they?
Yeah.
I mean, that's basically it in a nutshell. If it's not about poop, it's probably about dick, you know?
We do need a lot of talk about cock.
Yeah.
We might need to dial that back a little.
Dial back the cock?
Yeah.
That would hurt.
Or.
Yeah. Oh, man, I don't know how people would feel about that. I mean, what else would we talk about?
We might have a drop in listenership. Well, we could talk about Grindr jerseys.
We could. I mean, I think we just learned some breaking news about Grindr jerseys.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Going to be the exclusive provider for the Jim's BBQ Podcast hockey jersey.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty awesome.
For a second, I thought Jim was just going to be like, yeah, we did, and then just not say anything else.
That would be kind of awkward, wouldn't it? Yeah. Yeah, we did.
You betcha, eh?
... No, but yeah, that's pretty cool, man. I know Jim and Quigley are hard at work on coming up with a pretty righteous design for us. You know, I'm sure it'll be something great because, you know, as we know about Jim, when it comes to jerseys, he's the hardest working man in the biz.
I'm too much of a perfectionist. It's got to be right.
You know, and that's why we contracted you to do that. You know, we knew that we would get what we'd want out of GrinderJerseys.com, you know, when we asked for a jersey.
You know,
right, Dylan?
Oh, yeah. Grindr Jerseys needs, like, a jingle to go with it.
Not only would you guys get exactly what you wanted, anybody that would order one would get the same amount of attention.
Oh, I'm sure they would. I mean, why wouldn't they? I mean, that's what you're all about. That's what you and Quigley are all about.
Yeah. They'd be like, all right, Jim, I got what I want. Just leave me alone, though. I'm like, no,
wait, hold on, no, I got more questions. I don't really like this third color on the sleeve. I think it needs to be a deeper shade of blue, but that's Jim.
Deeper shade of blue.
What?
No, it's just funny.
Make you a deeper shade of blue.
He'll make something a deeper shade of blue on Dylan, if yeah. you know what I'm saying.
That's where I was going.
Dylan's got a couple of them to juggle that'll be a nice shade of blue by the time Jim's done.
Juggle nuts in his mouth.
Oh.
You leave them alone.
So don't worry, folks. If you need a jersey, go out to grinderjerseys.com.
Yeah, or Jim will punch you in the balls.
Oh.
Oh, we never said that.
Hey, he's going to punch me in the balls.
No.
I think you're the ball puncher.
He was just going to, you know, I don't know if that's like your El Salvadorian heritage coming out or what, but man, no, he was just going to tickle you a little bit and leave him nice and ready and ready to go and then walk away.
Like a Tickle Me Elmo.
Yeah.
Tickle Me Dylan.
Tickle Me Dylan. Tickle
me. A little Dylan dog goes,
The first five people that order a Jim's BBQ podcast jersey will get to Tickle Me Dylan.
We should actually record a special episode for those that order the jersey and give them a link when they order.
Well, fuck, man. When they order a jersey, they can be on the episode. How about that?
Oh, listen to that temptation.
Oh, yeah. I think that's the ultimate enticement. Hopefully they're not drunk like a few of our guests last episode.
Wow.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is going to be a nice, quiet episode. No rambunctious Canadians on here.
Yeah, I don't know. That's all about. I don't know. I thought T was a great guest last episode. She was far from rambunctious. She actually provided quite a bit of input.
Yeah, she's a good one.
Yeah, yeah. And actually, you know what? I mean, listening back on it, I mean, really, listening back through the raw audio file and then editing it down, those guys weren't too bad. I mean, they were bad, but they weren't that bad.
Well, Seymour when I seen him over the weekend, he's like, oh, you guys kicked us off. And I'm like, dude, you were yelling so loud, you couldn't understand anything you were saying, and it kept bringing it up.
It was incredibly inaudible
right.
At the end there. So, Chris, I'll personally apologize. I was the one who hung up the call on you, but it was to a point where it wasn't going to work anymore. If you want to come back on and be a little more lucid, that'll be great. We'll have you back on. But, man, that was pretty wrong.
Chris isn't lucid in the same sentence, man.
Yeah, I know. That's all I'm gonna say. I mean, we'll have you back on. We don't mind having people on, but man, you gotta bring it.
You gotta be alone too.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, you have a personal invite for me. I don't know about the other guys, but I'll invite you. I'll invite you back on. I don't have an issue with it, but man, you gotta at least be somewhat coherent.
Well, I guess then you and him are gonna be recording yourselves, because you know what? Say it, Dylan.
Go fuck yourself, Chris Seymour.
Hey, you know what, Chris? I'm sorry, man. 2 out of 3. I guess you're not coming back on. Sorry.
Actually, he can come back on. I just wanted to say it.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, whatever. Yeah, go out to grinderjerseys.com for all your jersey needs. Tell Jim and Quigley that Mike and Dylan sent you.
Or else.
Wow. So, Dylan.
Yes?
What in the hell are you drinking this evening?
Well, I think you're going to be pretty impressed, Mike.
Okay.
Takes a lot to impress Mike.
Are you drinking another bottle of wine?
No, I'm not drinking another bottle of wine. It's something pretty special. I've actually been holding on to it for a while.
Fucking special.
Yeah.
So very special.
I'm drinking fine-ass glass of water.
What a...
Oh, look at him going clean.
Feeling a little, felt a little off today, so I'm giving the old tummy a rest.
There you go.
So just agua for me tonight.
I'll pour one out for my homie.
Not necessary, sir. If you're pouring it out, pour it in your mouth or pour it down your gullet. Excuse me.
Pour it in my mouth. Wow, that didn't sound right at all, Dylan.
Pour some sugar on yourself.
Well, that sounded even worse.
Pour some sugar on me.
Well, cheers, Dylan.
Cheers to that. What are you drinking, Mike?
This evening, I have one of my favorite seasonal beers. Every year when I go to the Peach Music Fest in Scranton, I always bring back a bottle of this because it's just, it's so delicious every year, year in, year out. It's Fagley's Brewworks Devious Imperial Pumpkin Ale. It's Fagley's is the Allentown, Pennsylvania. So some of our Pennsylvania listeners might be familiar with them. I know Mott and the McCutcheon brothers are very familiar with those, and I'm sure Frank number three knows of them if he listens to this, which I highly doubt he does. He's probably too busy going to see fish or something. It's a really nice ale. It's got a good amount of pumpkin flavor and some good spices like the cinnamon and nutmeg, and it's one of those very classic pumpkin ales. Pretty high ABV. It's at 9%, so it does pack a little bit of a punch. It's not as thick and heavy as, say, like the Southern Tier Pumpkin, which a lot of people like, but it's actually a pretty decent pumpkin ale. I enjoy it. So that's where I'm at this evening.
Excellent.
So, Jim, what do you got down your gullet this evening?
I am sadly following in Dylan's shoes.
Oh, got two waters, eh?
Mm-hmm. You're following in my shoes? Can you fit into my shoes?
Takes a lot to fill those shoes.
Oh, boy. So we know who's going to be the drunk tonight, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jim.
Probably.
Gotcha.
Well, speaking of Jim, you've been traveling a bit lately, and I know you recently made your grand return to the Great White North.
Oh, yeah, I've been going to concerts, man. It's been great. I mean, hey, that's Dylan, my bad.
Oh, who'd you go see? Did you go see somebody? Oh, wait, never mind. You gotta tell about 5 minutes of the story and then tell us who you saw.
Yeah.
It was Fish.
Oh, that was about 5 seconds, and then you told us.
Yeah, I seen Frank number three.
Oh.
Fish was the opener.
Frank number three was the closer?
Yeah.
I guess.
Really, Jim, what were you doing in Canada?
So, went to the Great White North, as we've alluded to. Quigley and I have started Grindr jerseys, so Fan Expo up in Toronto was going on, which is the Comic-Con up in Canada, and one of the biggest, probably one of the biggest ones anywhere. Probably the biggest Comic-Con I think I've ever been to. To the point where it's almost... it was a little bit overwhelming. I mean, it was just, there was two buildings, multiple floors per building, basically a main floor per building. Stan the Man Lee was there, as well as several other guests, Mark Hamill, William Shatner, tons of other folks, but it was really cool. They had a whole video game section, which is one of my fortes, so got to play some games that are still in development. That was pretty cool. For Honor, Dead Rising 4, what else? ReCore, Watch Dogs 2. They get to play that one. That was a play demo by the developers. We got to see it, though, amongst a few others. But they had a Hasbro toy shop in there. It was cool, some exclusive con stuff. But overall, I mean, it was just, like I said, a little overwhelming at first and just lots going on, cosplayers everywhere. Of course, probably the number one that we seen was... Harley Quinn, which, go figure, you can go into Hot Topic and pretty much buy the whole outfit and just show up as her, just need the bat. I think the best one that I seen, though, was there was a guy, and almost missed him, was coming down the escalator and caught him out of the corner of my eye. Dude had to be a little over 7 feet tall, but dressed out to the hilt. Was a little bit bulkier.
Was it Big Cass?
No, it wasn't Big Cass. I thought for a second it might have been Big Cass, but I didn't see Enzo anywhere, and you can't teach that, so... It just didn't happen to be them, which would have been awesome. That would have made my weekend. Looked over and dude's dressed up like the Kingpin, bald head. I mean, dressed to the perfect. I just looked at him and I was like, dude, that is fucking awesome. And he's like, why, thank you. And he's had the cane, everything. I mean, dude, if there would have been like a Netflix panel there talking about Daredevil, I think they would have fired D'Onofrio and hired this dude.
Wow. Nice.
I mean, just amazing. Like, if you ever had a picture of the Kingpin in your head of what you think he would look like in real life, it was this fucking dude.
Did you take a picture of it?
No, I wish I would have.
Of him.
But yeah, like I just told him it was fucking awesome, and he was like, that's cool, you know, thanks. And I wish I would have got a picture with him now, but I was looking for a picture of him, like, through some of the cosplay stuff, because there are all the hashtags and everything on Instagram and Twitter and whatnot, but I couldn't find a picture of him. Surprisingly, there aren't many zombies or Walking Dead stuff at all. I think it's finally starting to taper off, which I don't know how well that's going to bode for the TV show or not, but I mean, before previous cons, it's like you couldn't walk 2 feet without running into a zombie. So I don't know if it's just because people moved on to other things or whatever, but who knows?
That might just be a Canadian thing. I don't know. Maybe it's not that big in Canada.
I don't know. Dave loves
although
it.
A lot of our kids... Well, that's Dave.
Oh, we got Canadian Walking Dead.
Canadian hey. Big Brother, Canadian Walking Dead.
Also, So you had a pretty good time, huh? I mean, is it...
Yeah, really
I know I saw a lot of celebrities, and there were shows going on, and I know Kevin Smith was up there and did Jay and Silent Bob Get Old. Did you go check that out, or did you...
No, we skipped out on the show, man. By the time we got done with everything and got out of there, we were fucking exhausted. Our dog
I bet, man. I mean, as big as you're saying that thing is, I imagine you were.
It easily could have been a whole weekend trip, but...
I'm sure.
Got through most of it in one day. Got a lot of Transformer stuff.
Did you see any of our good buddies, like former podcast guest Jameel?
No. I was actually going to text him, and I forgot. Him and Chris were probably both there.
It sounds pretty tiring. Then what'd you end up doing?
Going to sleep.
Going to sleep. All right.
Like at the Fan Expo?
Yeah, right on the floor. You know how I am. I can fall asleep anywhere, dude. No, in all seriousness. What's that?
I was cracking up at the story that Quigley posted, though.
Which one?
The one that stuck out to me was he was like, you guys were like going around the shops and like he saw like an issue of the comic he did with Kevin, the Yoga Hosers preview comic, and he's just like, oh shit, look at that. And the guy's like, he's like, how much you want for that? And he's like, $15. He's like, you want the artist to sign it? He's like, nah. I'm just like, wait a minute, but that's like him. Literally, he's like, I'm Jeff Quigley.
Yeah, I'm not sure the dude really believed me that Quigley was the artist, though, in all fairness.
That still was a very funny story, though.
Yeah, and then actually met two of his buddies, Teddy and Remy, both awesome dudes. Remy had his wallet lifted, pickpocketed from him.
That's so shitty. What fucking dickhead Canadian did that?
It's probably an American.
It was probably Dave Mater.
It's probably
he's got
Dave
a fucking
Mater.
Wallet fetish, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You know what? Him and Chris probably fucking get together every week and have been like, all right, let's take Jim's wallet out of the box or out of the closet, eh?
They just look at it.
Yeah.
And they're like, he's like, hey Dave, will you let me hold it this time first? He's like, oh, okay, but you got to give it back to me. I want to hold it too.
Oh, it smells like Primanti Brothers.
That probably is what
Dave,
I'm
you know, I'm a little short on cash this week, so he's like, you don't take the cash out of that. Leave it alone. I like that we just, like, completely just demonized the two of them.
Isn't that what isn't that what we should do? I mean, I don't see a problem with that.
I think we need to have them on here. Just let them talk to themselves for, like, 20 minutes, and everybody will see that it's not much different.
I mean, I think at this point it's well known that they have the wallet.
Oh, they do.
Yeah.
They totally do.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they have it on some sort of altar of Jim.
Well, how could they not?
It's just like saran. It's just, no. It's really the altar is literally just like a pile of jerseys, and they just put the wallet right on top of it.
That would be fucking funny.
Like they're not folded or anything. They're not arranged anyway. It's just this heap of like fucking dirty ass jerseys that you know. Like Dave has like 25 of them, and Chris throws like threw one in there. You know.
One of these days, I'm going to get a random picture from Benny, and he's going to be like, I'm going back to England this weekend, but just wanted to share this with you. It's going to be the altar with jerseys. A wallet in the middle.
And Benny's like, you sure you don't want this? And you're like, nah, just leave it.
I envision, like, if that's the case, like, the wallet is in, like, one of those, like, domed glass, like, containers, like, on top of the jerseys.
Like it's a museum artifact?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I totally see that. I totally see that being...
It's got like a little description, card on it. It just is like, you know, exhibit one, Jim's wallet, like originally stolen on this date. And then like we'll walk into his house, and Dave's just like, "Oh my god, I gotta hide this."
Yeah. So, Jim, I mean, speaking of jerseys, I understand maybe there was some reasons for you to be wearing some jerseys this weekend.
Oh, yeah, I was going to get to that. So, got to meet up with the boys. There's hockey. PJ and Brittany are getting married. So, instead of having a buck and doe, which is, I guess, the Canadian
version. Oh, they go out and they shoot a moose or something.
They just murder it. No, they wrestle it, Mike.
They wrestle it, huh?
With their bare hands. I bet you.
So, just to explain, PJ and Brittany are a couple people from the VSQ hockey thing that we're involved in. And they're getting married. So, they kind of did almost like a joint bachelor bachelorette hockey tournament, if you will.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah. Cool idea.
That's a kick ass idea.
Yeah. I mean, you might as well do something that you love. And I mean, if it's something you can do together, all the better. I mean,
those two love hockey.
And I mean, the whole concept of doing like the bachelor party, going out to the strip club or any of that. I mean, it seems kind of antiquated to me. You know, I didn't even do that for my wedding. I did it for buddies of mine, like the year prior to me getting married, and it was fun and all. But man, just kind of all sorts of skeezy and whatnot. Just not into it really. I know we'd end up probably taking Dylan to. You know, some skeezy club if he got married.
No, I'm quite good without that. I'm thank you.
Well, you know damn well if previous podcast guest Paul yeah. Saunders was involved, if he had any say in the matter, you'd be going to a club. You know it would happen.
I wouldn't have any say in the matter.
You wouldn't. And I mean, to be honest with you, I think the rest of us would just be pretty much like, okay, well, Paul's the senior guy here. We got to kind of adhere to what he wants to do. So
I could only hope Daryl would be there to be like, Daryl, please.
Daryl would be just like, I'm going to go to bed and have my Metamucil. You guys have fun.
And then Paul's like, I'm back in the chair, bitches.
Exactly. So, I mean, yeah, you're destined. You're destined to end up at a cheesy strip club, if any such event goes. And why the hell would Daryl be there anyway?
I don't know.
I'm just kidding, Daryl. We love
he invented by you know, parties back like 400
years ago. He invented
ago.
Strip clubs, didn't you hear?
Oh, is that what his job is? Is that why he travels all over the world?
Maybe.
So, like, oversee his strip club empire?
That would be really fun.
Don't give him any ideas.
Hey, come on, I can make a fun backstory out of that.
Oh my god. Aww.
So Daryl has this huge strip club empire that he travels around the world to see and oversee it and run it and everything. That's pretty awesome. So from what I understand, he was at he was in Brantford this week to play street hockey, so to speak, but he was really there to go to what's the club there, Dylan?
I don't know.
Let's just call it the bad thing.
Oh, he went to the Peelers in Brantford this week. That's what they call them up in Canada. You know that.
What do they call them?
Oh, the Peelers.
The Peelers?
They call a strip Peelers. Peelers?
Oh, the Peelers.
The Peelers. Like they're peeling their clothes off.
Okay, I gathered that. I've never heard that before, though.
You've never heard that term? Really?
No.
I've never had it.
Oh, yeah. No. That's what they call it. Like across the border, they call it the Peeler. They're the Peelers.
See, that's what they call it across the border. Like,
I've never heard that term until I went into Canada and hung out with Canadians, and I heard them call it the Peelers. Seriously, like you ask our buddy Steve what it is, and he'll say, "Oh, it's the Peelers."
That's fucking weird.
It is, but that's legit, man. That's what they call it.
All right, whatever.
Too legit. two.
So how are the games, Jim?
Yeah, how did the hockey go?
It was pretty fun. We won one, lost one, tied one. Or lost two, won one, tied one.
We won one, lost one, tied one.
It was so much fun. I can't even remember what we did.
And then nothing happened in the fourth game.
It was a pretty good time, though. Teams were, everybody's having a good time since it was, you know, for Brittany and PJ, and everybody's fucking around, and fun times to be had by all.
Awesome.
But yeah, hockey was good. I think everybody played four games.
Did you record an episode of Trivial Debates while you were there?
No, I asked them what's going on with that, what's with the hiatus, and...
Like, wait, what's that word?
Hiatus.
Okay.
Why would it? Did I get it wrong or say it wrong?
No, you said it right.
The first time it sounded weird.
Oh, okay.
It's like hiatus.
Hyenas.
Hyenas.
What about anus?
That sounds like a podcast for another time.
Dylan's what?
Dylan's what? Dylan's hyenas, duh.
Is he pegged?
I was saying, like, did you record an episode of Trivial Debates?
No. So I asked them about it. They're on some kind of hiatus, and I don't know what they're going to record or redo or do them. I don't know. I don't know what the deal is with it.
Well, you know who's never on a hiatus?
Jim's BBQ.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, take that, Trivial Debates. Well, anyway, getting back to the point, it's good that you had a good time, Jim, and you had a safe trousers. Oh, we saw that you stopped by another previous guest of the podcast.
Well, yeah.
Swung
by Shad's place.
Yeah, how was that?
Got to see the Studio of Justice again.
Yeah?
Yep. Got to see some of the new paintings he was working on.
I was going to say, I'm sure he's hard at work. I know he's got other cons coming up here really quick.
So, yeah, he's got he's going to be coming up to RockCon. I don't know if he's coming up with me or not. But so, RockCon, he's going to come up to. He's not going to be a
vendor there.
He's not going to have a booth. He's just might be coming up. And then the week after that, he's got the Buffalo Comic Con, which I'll be going up and helping him out with, which I can't remember how many paintings he said he has, but ready, and he's got a couple more ready to go. The Freddy Krueger he's working on is fucking awesome. Some of the cast.
Oh, so Buffalo Comic Con. So you can see 2/3 of Jim's BBQ podcast at the Buffalo Comic Con is I'll be making a little bit of an appearance there on the Saturday of it. That'll
dude,
be pretty
fun. You will be.
Yeah, man. I'm going to say hi to Jim and hanging out for a little bit, and then actually I think I'm gonna make a whole day of it. You know, I'll go up to the con. I think Sean's gonna come up with me, and then we're gonna go see Ring of Honor Wrestling that's playing nearby that night. So
double trouble, yeah. With the brothers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it'll be a great time. It'll be a great time. So, yeah, we'll probably go get some local food or something, you know, because it's right in the heart of Buffalo where the con is. So we can, the world's our oyster, you know. Maybe one of the more beer-centric type places that are out there, you know, so we can get some local beer flavors going on.
You betcha.
You know how Sean and I do.
Oh, I know how you do.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's almost bearing what we got going on this coming weekend, where we're going to be hanging out. You're going to be coming up here and probably going to do a little podcasting. And we got a special guest that's going to be on the next episode of this. It should be pretty fun. I think he'll be a good guest for us. And it'll be pretty interesting, and we might go to one of Jim's favorite restaurants here in Rochester.
Oh, what's that?
Sticky Lips? Oh, come on. No. Well, we could go there, but I mean, I know.
Oh,
I know
the Blue Wolf. Stuff.
Yeah, Blue Wolf Bistro.
Blue Wolf, baby.
I know how much you like those Irish nachos.
Some good eats, dude.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, we'll probably do that and hang out for the weekend, and we'll get Dylan in on that podcast. I know he won't be able to join us, you know, live, but he'll be on the internets with us, I think.
The interweb.
Yeah, you know, I'll be there in a metaphorical spirit sense.
I'm glad you said metaphorical, because I'm like, what, you're going to die between now and then?
Hey, it's happened once before.
That's right. All the way back in what, like episode 2 you died?
No, it was recently. Remember Yuri? He came and had revenge.
Oh, that's true, too. You've died twice on this podcast.
Yeah, I got to lay low from Yuri. I think I'm safe this week. I think he's got a lot of flights to take care of.
Well, that could be. But yeah, man, that should be an exciting time. I think we'll get a good episode out of it, and then it'll be like so much Jim I can't even handle it to see him this coming weekend in Rochester, and then the following weekend he'll be in Buffalo. Man, Jim's all over the place, man.
Hope you don't get tired of it. It could spell doom for the podcast.
Oh no, I know we won't get tired of it, because not only that, but we'll see him in January. I mean, what, we're like about 120 days out from the first annual Jim's BBQ podcast fan cruise on the lovely Carnival Glory. Man, do we got shit planned for that? It's going to be amazing. I know we'll have a little bit of an internet presence while we're on the ship. After discussing with Liz, I believe we're actually going to do some Facebooking on there, and I know Dylan was planning on doing that too, and so you get some Facebook Live videos maybe, and all sorts of fun shit.
Who doesn't like Facebook Live videos?
I know Mike likes doing it at Wegmans.
Oh, Wegmans. Yeah.
Wegmans?
Wegmans. I know you all enjoyed that this week, right? Like where I went and I did a little shopping. You guys got a first-hand experience of going to Wegmans. I almost did that for E.T. the E-Man, so he could kind of get an idea of what Wegmans was all about. What was interesting was Jeff Quigley and his wife.
Lucy.
Yeah, what was cool was Jeff Quigley picked it out right away, almost while I was doing it. And then Lucy chimed in, his wife, and she's like, come on, show me the prices. I want to see how it compares to Canada. And after reviewing it, I realized, like, yeah, I flashed by stuff way too fast. But, yeah, I just kind of did that more so for E, because I knew he'd enjoy that little glimpse of my quick little shopping trip to Wegmans. But, yeah, so Rock City Con and Buffalo Comic Con the following weekend, man, we're going to be all over the place, man. And, man, wait till you guys hear what we got in store for you. Next episode, it's going to be a ton of fun. I can't wait for it, man. I'm so freaking excited to get this guy on, and maybe we can get him on more often, because, man, he is just he'll be fucking good. I know he will.
Oh, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, yeah, man. We're to one of our favorite segments that we do every week, and without further ado, Insecurities with Dylan, Jim, and Mike. Wow, round of applause. So, question number 47. If you could be any animal, what would it be and why?
If I could be any animal, I'd want to be Jim's cat, Houdini.
Okay.
No, not really.
Why? You would want to see what all is going on? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't know. I'd probably go with like an alligator or crocodile.
But why?
Well, you just kind of lay around. You lounge around a lot. You bask in the sun. Nothing really fucks with you. And then you get to, I don't know, you just basically expend all your energy just eating, and then you just go digest it again. It's kind of a good life. You live a long time. You have a lot of kids. Yeah, doesn't seem like a bad life.
There you go.
Probably either be like that or like, I don't know, like a giant squid. You just live in the darkness and no one ever bothers you.
Mm. End up on my plate on the fan cruise.
Yeah, or eaten by a whale.
Yeah.
I guess the downside to being a
crocodile... Oh, hi, Dylan. I'm going to eat you tonight.
I guess the downside to being a crocodile is someone might turn you into a pair of boots and a belt.
There you go.
So, I don't know. I'll go with that, though.
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be downsides to all of them, really, but, you know...
at least I didn't pick, like, mayfly, which is just, like, I die in 30 days, so I have to basically reproduce.
Oh, shit, that was going to be mine.
That's like, wow, that's depressing.
No, actually, I was going to go, I was just going to go with, like, an eagle, you know, just, fly around and see the world from that perspective and everything. I think it would be cool.
That would be cool.
Yeah, so I was just going to go with an eagle. Jim, what animal would you be and why?
A hockey jersey.
A hockey jersey. I would be a maroon-colored hockey jersey with a Jim's BBQ podcast logo on it. And why? Because I want to get it done.
Where the fuck is this, Sarge?
Did he leave us?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, I must have bumped the mute button, and I keep pushing it back and forth. I'm like, can you hear me now? And you guys aren't saying nothing. And I'm like, fuck, my headset broke. I don't know. I've always been fascinated with wolves. I'd probably be a wolf. Wolf.
But why? Just because you're fascination?
No, there's this comic book story Richard and Wendy Penny wrote called Elf Quest.
Oh, it's the same reason why it's your favorite animal, right?
Yep. Yeah, so always fascinated with the story, and it's a good story, and it's a good story. I like it. You know, and wolves play a pretty predominant part in there. One of the elf tribes, which is the main characters of the story, are called the Wolf Riders. They bond with these wolves. But, yeah, probably a wolf. Wolf, wolf.
Right on.
That's what I'm saying, wolf.
Yeah, wolf. All right, guys, question number 48. What is one of the things you would put on your bucket list? There's a few different things.
I got quite a few.
But, I mean, we can run down some.
I'd probably say, like, skydiving / bungee jumping.
Okay, yeah, I had the bungee jump thing on my... in my list. I'm kind of interested in doing that, but I don't know that because of my size that I would necessarily find any that would be willing to accommodate me.
I'd like to ride a whale or like a
a sperm whale.
Whoa! What was that noise?
I'd like to ride a whale.
You never wanted to go swimming with a whale?
No. I can just picture you trying to surf on top of it.
People want to go like swimming with a dolphin. I know I've heard Jim say that before, but...
It's different. A dolphin will take you around.
Yeah, a dolphin's a little bit smaller.
I've always found whales to be really cool animals, and I've always just wanted to like interact with one.
Alrighty.
I mean,
It's a weird thing, but...
Yeah, it's a little weird, but... Hey, whatever, man. Yeah, I mean, it's your bucket list. It can be whatever the hell you want it to be. So, I mean, like how you said, like the bungee jumping or the skydiving thing, which both of those I'd be kind of curious or interested in, but I don't know which ones of those I could do. The same along those same lines would be like the zip lining. I'd be really curious about doing that. But again, I'm a big guy. I just don't know. I mean, even with my recent weight loss, I don't know if I could necessarily do any of that stuff, except for maybe the skydiving.
I'm supposed to go skydiving sometime this month.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like fun.
I'll have to talk about it when I actually do it.
Are you going to do a live podcast from the air?
How did you know?
Well, no,
like,
but
Jim, it's really loud. Like, oh my god!
We definitely need this as like a story when you do it. I think
I'm going to take a GoPro with me. And probably all you hear the whole time is, fuck, fuck.
And then just like.
The other thing, I mean, it's much simpler than that, but just basically travel the world. I mean, go to all these places that I've always been curious about going to and seeing them and just experiencing them, like from like places like, you know, Japan to Europe, Australia. I mean, just all over the place. I want to see it all. That would be my bucket list.
What about you, Jim?
There's always one thing I've wanted to do.
Design a hockey jersey?
No, Dana Delaney.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Well, we talked about this. Like, what was it, the last episode? Or was it episode 33 that we talked about you and your...
My obsession with her? Yeah. I don't know which one it was.
We talked about Dana Delaney.
I think that my bucket list would have to be making a pitch to see, you know... Not like I stalked
her. At the very least, Jim, you would like to have an extended conversation with her.
No, a lot more than that.
That's gross.
What? It's not like it's your sister or mom or something.
Having an extended conversation is just a drop in the bucket. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He's wheezing.
He is.
He's very entertained with himself.
I am. I'm so proud of myself for that one.
So, I mean, it's not like I'm, like, obsessed with her. Like, you guys didn't even know about that until I told you guys. But I'll go as far as saying that I think she's by far the hottest person on the face of this planet.
Interesting.
There you go.
There's just something about her. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Do we need to give you a couple minutes alone?
Yes, please.
Oh my god.
Oh no. This is even...
Clearly she's in your spank bank.
You know what? You know how people have lists and they're allowed to have five people on their list?
Yeah.
I have a list of one. It's just her.
Right on. All right, guys. Question number 49. Who is your favorite superhero and why?
Oh, man.
That's a tough one.
That is, isn't it? I don't know that I necessarily have a most favorite one. You know, I don't know that I can necessarily come up with, like, the most favorite one.
I got, like, three. Oh, man. Maybe four. It's tough because there's a lot of characters I love.
Hmm.
I think for right now, I'll just say Hellboy, probably.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a huge Hellboy fan.
Kind of impressed.
Yeah, big fan of Mike Mignola's stuff.
Yeah, I keep thinking about it. I mean, I don't read a lot of superhero comics, you know, so... I mean, like, what I'm reading right now is, like, it's not, like, superhero at all. It's crime. I mean, it's... I know it's one of your favorites, Dylan. It's Chew.
Yeah, Chew's pretty amazing.
Yeah. But it's not a...
But it's not a superhero
comic at all. So, yeah. I really dig... it's going to totally go away from the topic, but I really dig Invincible. It's a really cool comic, but...
Those are superheroes.
Yeah, I don't know that it's not... Well, it's not necessarily my favorite, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, it's tough, because, like, I really love Batman and Swamp Thing, Starman...
I always like the flair of, like, Gambit.
Gambit was cool.
Yeah, like how he had that, like, Creole flair. I always kind of like that. So we'll just go with Gambit.
Gambit's a pretty damn good character.
Yeah, yeah, just for the hell of it. You know, I mean, I'm surprised there hasn't been more, like, done with him, you know, like, as far as, like, movies.
I think they are trying to make a Gambit movie, and because he's kind of a fan favorite, you know.
Whatchamacallit's playing him.
Supposedly. Oh, you know what I'm excited about? And it's only because of as big of a fan I was of Linda Carter and her...
Wonder Woman!
Exactly. Yeah, when she played Wonder Woman, I was such a huge fan of it. Even as a young boy, I realized, like, how great she was as that character.
Oh, she was perfect.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm excited to see that they're finally doing a Wonder Woman film.
I hope it's good.
Oh, I hope it's good, too. I mean,
considering she was the only thing good in Batman vs. Superman, I hope it would be good.
I mean, you guys know me. I won't necessarily go see it in the theater, but I'll definitely take a peek at it.
So what about you, Jim?
That's a tough call. Gambit's a great one, like Mike said. Always been a huge Spider-Man fan. I think he's always been cool. I don't like some of the stuff they've done with him as late, but Batman's phenomenal. Can it be a group, though?
Sure.
Yeah.
It can be, as we've often said with Dylan, it can be whatever you want it to be.
And the only reason I'm saying group is because they're not, it's not like you can single them out. If I had to pick, like, a specific, probably TMNT.
Okay.
All right, so now imagine this.
But I do have a favorite turtle. A Gambit
TMNT Hellboy crossover.
That'd be pretty sweet. I do have a favorite turtle, though.
Who's your favorite turtle?
Donatello.
Was he the one with the bow staff?
Yeah.
He was the like the nerd, right?
Yep. Way to go.
Explained a lot.
Wow. Sarge.
Yeah, I always liked Hellboy because I don't know. I love the art style. I loved his character. I always thought his, you know. Plus, I thought that. Perfect performance from Ron Perlman in the movie. So, yeah, there's my reasoning.
Huh. Okay. So, guys, we've reached a pretty monumental point of insecurities.
We're almost at 50. Are we going to do 50?
Question number 50. Who do you admire the most?
Who do I admire the most?
Yeah.
That's a tough question.
It's a good question, though.
It's a really good question. It's very thought-provoking, I would say.
I could tell you I probably admired the most when I was a kid. And just thinking celebrity.
Which I think we kind of went around that route, like when we were talking about childhood sports heroes.
Yeah, mine would be the same pick.
Yeah.
It probably would have been Hogan because when I was a kid, man, there was nothing larger than life than freaking Hulk Hogan, and he was the good guy, always did the right thing, always was there to help people, told you to say your prayers and eat your vitamins.
Now you look at him and you just go, ooh,
yeah.
Wow. Yeah. About how the mighty have fallen.
Really?
Yeah. You know, I might go a little more sentimental than that, I think. And I'm going to say, I mean, it's my dad. I'd say I admire him the most. Say what he did for me and my family and everything, and how hard he worked to provide for us and everything. I think I admired that more than anything. Especially in retrospect, now that I look at it and just go, holy shit, man, the dude did a lot for us. And I appreciate it now more than I did then, because I only realize now what he did, you know?
Right.
So that I think that's where I'm at with that question.
I was gonna say too, as an adult, I probably can't think of anybody other than my parents.
Yeah.
You know exactly what you said. I mean, don't understand.
You only feel it. Until you realize that now after you get to that point.
Right.
Know?
Yeah. It's as a kid or even a young adult, you don't realize. Hell, I still haven't fucking figured life out.
Yeah. Well, you gotta wonder if even they have.
Yeah. I think we talked about this before, too. The weirdest thing with, like, my parents and aunts and uncles and stuff is, like, I still have a problem looking at myself as an adult. And, like, I still look at them as the adults or the old people, as you said, you know, when you're little. Like, God, they're old. But it's so weird because, you know, like, my godmother and my godfather both have passed away. And it's just so weird because it's almost like a smack in the face. Like, hey, you know, you're getting older. You're growing up, whether you realize it or not. It's just weird because I still look at myself as the kid and them as the adults.
Right. I only realize it like when like we like say like host like a picnic for like Labor Day or something like that, and going, wait a minute, this is like the thing that like my parents would host or my aunt, my uncle would host, and now we're hosting. And I was like, wait, what the hell is going on here that we're hosting this now? That type of thing is what like when I get that realization.
Right.
How about you, young Dylan?
I'm going to go with Jim Edelston.
You admire Jim the most?
I have gotten so much good advice from him over the years, so. He's helped me through some tough times, so I will say Jim Edelston.
Oh.
Uncle Jim Edelston.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of say that in jest, but really, I mean, I can appreciate that. Jim's a good dude to have around, man. Anytime you need someone to throw something at, you know, man, he's always there to, you know, talk to you about it.
No, for sure.
Yeah.
Never steer anybody wrong on purpose. Especially when it comes to food.
Or hockey jerseys.
That's true too.
Yeah. All right, boys. One more insecurities question. I think it's only proper that we close out insecurities for this week with this question. Considering we're getting towards the end of the season of summer. So, question 51. What is your favorite summer activity?
I feel like outdoor drinking is just too easy to say.
it's got its merits, though, you know?
Yeah, although drinking on a hot day kind of sucks.
It can.
Favorite summer thing. Honestly, like, I don't do it enough, but I do just like going on walks. Whether it be like a hike or just like around town for a little bit, you know, just around the block. You know, I used to do that all the time when I was like a few years ago, like in between school, like walk up to my friend's place and like we'd hang out and, you know, drink beer and shit like that. And then I'd just walk home and, you know, not have to worry about, you know, like, oh, I got to catch a train or I got to do this. So I don't know. I just like doing things that I'm like, I can be outside, and that could be, you know, walking around New York too or whatever. So I'd probably go with walking / hiking, even though I'm like so not in shape. It's okay. Just nice. Also, any excuse to wear sandals and shorts.
There you go. So it's going to be kind of cool. Like when January comes and, you know, you got that weather like what we have and what you might have of, and we get to put those sandals and shorts back on right in the middle of January.
Oh, it'll be great.
Yeah, that'll be pretty damn glorious, won't it?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
That is going to be nice.
So my favorite summer activity is going to a music festival, sitting up at camp, and listening to two people have sexual intercourse in the truck right next to me.
Nice.
Especially the intercourse.
What was her name?
Dominique. No, actually, you know what? My favorite summer activity is, I think going camping and just hanging out with friends, you know, at a camp and just having some beers and some laughs. I think that might be my favorite type thing. It's just having a nice, relaxing time of it, just sitting around a fire and just sharing some good laughs. Even if there isn't a fire, just sitting around and just talking with people is a great
time.
I
do like that too.
Yeah.
I didn't do it enough this summer.
I'm glad, even though we weren't in a room together, that we got to spend some time and together and chat and laugh at each other. So, all right, boys. Well, I think that just about closes us out for insecurities for this week. I think that was a pretty good round. What do you think?
I think it was a bomb round.
I know Jim's sitting there typing away, busy at something, but. No, we got a fucking episode of the podcast to record here, man, and we're not done yet.
I know. I'm not completely distracted.
Not completely, but man, we got your segment of the week coming up here, so we need your full attention. You know what I'm saying?
My segment.
We need you at full attention.
Full attention.
Full attention.
So you think you need a little bit of Sarge of the Week.
Wow. Oh my god. What the fuck? You all right there? Mr. Hyde came out.
Just kind of fell out.
I think someone just blew his load.
Yeah.
But it wasn't Dylan.
Oh my god.
Wow. So, Dylan presented this thing to us this week, and I'm just flabbergasted by it. So there was this couple that went to Dragon Con. I don't even know where the fuck Dragon Con is.
Dragon Con's a big, like, Comic-Con type event in, I want to say, like, in the Atlanta area.
Okay.
I believe so.
It's a big event. Like, it's one of the biggest cons in the country, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, so... They went to Dragon Con, and they did a cosplay, which, you know, that's not a big deal, right? I mean, lots of people cosplay at these events.
But it was what they cosplayed as.
Yeah, so these jerkholes.
Jerkholes?
if that doesn't bury the lead at all. These assholes were so fucking bold, but to, like, dress up as the Twin Towers.
Yeah, that's pretty fucked up.
Oh, super fucked up.
And not only that, though, but they dressed up as the World Trade Center towers. World Trade Center, you know, the ones that were crashed into by airplanes on 9/11, 2001. When this episode releases, we'll be just past that point, right?
Yeah.
So... they dressed up as those buildings. There was a couple. And they had Barbie dolls hanging out of the windows of the costume. So it was like, okay, so like if they dressed up as the buildings, right, maybe they were paying tribute to the people that were lost in the buildings, you'd be like, okay, well, they dressed up as the buildings, you'd be like, all right. I was like, that's a little bit far-fetched. You know, you might hem and haw about it a little bit. But you would be like, okay, I get where they're going with that. But then they take it a little step further, and they have Barbie dolls hanging out of the windows of the building. And you're like, oh my god, what the hell is wrong with these people, right?
Well, yeah, plus it's like, they're basically just, the buildings are on fire, they're collapsing, there's people falling out of them. Like, it's very clear what it was.
Right. Not only that they have tissue paper on the buildings, like, to represent, like, the fires that were going on during the, probably one of the greatest tragedies that we've seen in our country's history. So they're clearly representing this tragedy. What? Who thought that was a good idea?
You know what? There's two things I just noticed about the picture, too, is the guy standing directly behind them. He's just, like, looking straight at the camera, kind of like, Also, they're holding hands.
Yeah.
And it's just like, this is so fucked up. Like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, that's just, oh my God.
And they're like all smiles about it, like.
Yeah.
I just can't imagine. I mean, yeah. So it was in Atlanta over Labor Day weekend. 70,000 guests to the city, and here's these two people, just, I mean, 3,000 people dead, and they saw it fit to cosplay as the Twin Towers. I just can't imagine. My God, what a bunch of fucking idiots.
Can't even wrap your head around it.
I really can.
Here's the fucked up part. They got ejected from the event, and it turned out that, like, they didn't even have badges to get into the place.
Huh.
So I don't know how they got in.
Oh, who knows?
Who cares, really? It's better that they are just gone, and, oh, yeah, just super offensive.
Actually, no, I see here where they actually did have badges.
Oh, okay.
Just reading the Atlanta Journal-Constitution had a article about it. Yeah, it's funny. Like, I think about that, and you mentioned the guy, like, in the background, like in the photo, and it kind of reminded me of, I don't know if you guys saw this, but there was a picture of our buddy Tim, who he works up in Canada on a lot of movies and television shows and whatnot, and he got, accidentally photobombed a picture that, like, a fan took of a picture of Bill Skarsgård.
Yeah.
Did you see this?
I did. He's like laughing. He's holding like five pizzas.
it kind of amused me. Like, you brought up the guy in the background of this photo, and it totally took me back to that photo and made me kind of laugh. But yeah, there's Tim holding like a whole bunch of pizzas in his hands while this fan is taking a photo of Bill Skarsgård. And like, someone's like, you know who the real celebrity of this photo is? It's the guy holding all the pizzas, and it's our buddy Tim.
So.
Who coincidentally is father of our Street Hockey League Brantford 2016 MVP Wyatt Vincentine.
Best baby ever.
Yes. All right. So that's our first nominee for Sarge. I think we've hammered that point home. Those people can just rot for all that I care. So I understand, Dylan, that you have another Sarge.
Yes, it is. Drumroll, please. Myself.
Oh, wow.
Oh, couldn't see that coming.
So the other day, I was working a Sunday shift, which I don't normally do, but I was covering for a guy. And I was cleaning the cheese shop in my store. Cause,
is that a euphemism?
No, it is not. Because it was me, a cashier, and a floor guy, and I didn't want the floor guy to have to clean the bathrooms and mop the entirety of the store. So I was like, all right, you know what? I'll clean the cheese shop and help him out. So I'm cleaning it down, wiping down the counters, cleaning the utensils, blah, blah, blah. And I noticed that one of the we have two cheese graters, and I noticed one of them was kind of dirty. So I was like, oh, I'll give this a quick wipe down. And I was like, oh, man, the inside of this is really dirty. And I remember, like, back at, like, I had learned earlier that the way that you're supposed to clean it, supposedly, is to just basically take a wet rag and hold it over the spinner and drizzle the water into it. So that kind of, you know, sanitizes the crusher or whatever, the rolling pin, if you will. So I am doing that. I did it once. I'm like, all right, let me do it again. And I do it again, and I don't realize that the rag is hanging way too close to the spinner. And I turn it on, and I just hear, and the rag just gets sucked into the cheese grater, and it just stops moving. I'm like, oh, no.
Nice.
Oh, no. What did I do? So I started freaking out, and I was trying to yank the rag out. I was, like, turning it on and off to try and get the wheel to, like, jump, but it had caught the seam of the rag, and it wasn't going anywhere. So I called my buddy, and I'm like, dude, I was cleaning the thing, and the rag got stuck in it, and I'm like, I'm freaking out. And he goes, dude, just relax. Just turn it off, unplug it, and I go to touch it, and this thing was hot as fuck because I had been turning it on, and because the pin didn't have anywhere to go, it was just like basically grinding against itself. So it was like the whole machine was hot as fuck. I was like, shit, this sucks. And he's like, oh, man, I hope it's not, like, fucking, you know, like, going to burst into flames. I'm like, burst into flames? So luckily, by the end of the night, the machine, having been unplugged, cooled down, and I got a text message from him the next day that they got the piece of cloth that was in it out, and they had to pry and pull, but eventually got it out. So that was pretty stupid. And then when I told him what I was doing, he was like, no, don't do that. That's like an electrical motor in there. You don't want to put water in that thing. So I was like, I'm never touching this machine ever again unless I have to grate some cheese.
Sounds like a good plan.
So
I don't even know if I would touch it then.
Just let them take care of it.
Just let the customers grate their own cheese.
Yeah, fuck them. Like, yeah, you could figure out how to use this, right?
Yeah.
So, but I mean,
if they can wreck your toilets there week in, week out, they can most certainly use the cheese grater.
Yeah, for sure. So, needless to say, pretty fucking stupid. But my intentions were good, and I still don't think it's as bad as the World Trade Center people.
I wouldn't even say even close.
So, did you have a Sarge, Mike?
I don't. I had a pretty Sargeless week.
How about you, Jim?
No, those Twin Tower people take the fucking cake, dude. I couldn't even think anything that would... Even any dick would not even come close to that.
Yeah, I mean, especially this time of the year, you know, we're coming up on the... when this releases, we'll be just past the anniversary of when the Twin Towers collapsed and everything. I can't imagine anybody that would think, like, even, you know, 15 years on, that anything like that would be a good idea. You know, it's like, why don't I just strap, like, an exploding, like, sea ship, like, pretend I'm, like, in Pearl Harbor on and cosplay as that. That's about, you know, I would put it right up at that, you know? What a bunch of fucking idiots, you know? I'm not super uber patriotic, but, man, I just can't imagine why people would think that that would be a good idea to, you know, to memorialize something is great, but to take it to the extreme where, like, you decorate the buildings as if they're on fire and have Barbie dolls flying out of the windows is another thing. I just can't imagine who would think that that would be a good idea. What kind of human would actually think that, you know, you should trivialize or make fun of 3,000 lives that were lost on such a horrific day?
Absolutely. Terrible people.
Yeah, terrible. Anything else, boys?
Got nothing else.
Nothing else. This will be a pretty tight episode, I would think.
It is pretty tight.
Yeah, man. Just like Dylan likes it. You know what I'm
saying? Like a taiga.
Dylan knows what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying?
All right, all right, all right. All right, boys. Well, I guess that'll close us about out for episode 34 of Jim's BBQ Podcast. But before we go, don't forget you can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/JimsBBQPod.
Oh, you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at JimsBBQPod.
You could email us at JimsBBQPod@gmail.com or get the episodes fresh from the grill at www.JimsBBQPod.com.
And don't forget, you can also rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes.
Wait, we don't get any kind of kind of noise, Jim?
That was just for Sarge of the Week.
Oh my God. Dude, I can't wait to hear that back.
I was trying to get a hee-haw out like a donkey, like a hee-haw, hee-haw, and it just didn't happen.
Wow.
No, don't it was something else entirely.
Don't forget, if you want an official Jim's BBQ Podcast hockey jersey, you can go to grinderjerseys.com. And if you want any other kind of hockey jersey, you can go to grinderjerseys.com for all your hockey jersey needs.
Fuck yeah.
Hit up Jim. He'll take care of you.
I'll hook you up. Thank you for visiting Jim's BBQ, where we are lip smacking, tongue wagging, down home good.
Aw yeah.
Bye-bye now.
Trying to find us a font for the jersey. I came across this one. It's pretty cool. Too bad we didn't have an outhouse theme.
An outhouse theme?
Dylan's Outhouse Podcast.
Dylan's Outhouse.
like a camping.
Dylan's poop shack.
Dylan. The PS, the poop shack.
Right, Jim?
Yep. Hey, Mike, can you cut all that out of there? Edit that out.
Yes, Jim, I will. Just for you.
Okay, fine.
What?
And you have layovers, damn, dude.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
Wow.
Yeah.
You kind of sounded like Luke Skywalker there for a second.
Oh, okay.
You're like, I know, that's what I'm saying.
I want to go to Tosche Station.
Get some power converters.
Yeah.
Uncle Owen, I hope someone burns you alive. Oh.
It's Uncle Jim.
Uncle Jim.
And wow,
I think Jim would be really insulted if, like,
an Amber Dylan.
We said who was who in the Star Wars universe. We made him Uncle Owen.
Nice.
That'd be pretty shitty, wouldn't it, Jim?
Nice.
Yeah, he'd get burned alive.
Mike said shitty.
What? No.
At least I have plenty of blue milk.
Yeah? Yeah?
So who would be Luke Skywalker, then?
You're fucking whiny.
Me? Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry, give me one second.
Sounds like when you saw Pitbull in that dream. Hey, Mom.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on, man? I love that part, by the way. Like, I put that in one of the intros, and that's so fucking funny.
It is.
So really I see Pitbull sitting next to me. I go, hey, man.
Anyway,
what the fuck is that?
That's his impersonation. He goes, it's like, hey, I'm Pitbull, or however he does it.
Yeah. Alright, I'm Pitbull. Alright.
Like, that's totally not what Pitbull sounds like.
I don't even know what Pitbull sounds like, but man, it captured my imagination that all of a sudden, like, Jim just affected this voice. Or, hey, man.
Like, he sounds like a Muppet.
Pitbull sounds like a Muppet?
According to you.
That's right, not true.
Hey, that's all Pitbull ever says. Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
And I would love to do it when I'm on the road because I'm bored out of my skull.
Yeah.
Skull?
Skull.
Dude, you said that with such vigor. I'm bored out of my skull.
I wasn't even, like, in a major city, Dylan. I was, like, in the middle of bumfuck Kentucky. Like, just...
bumfuck. You know, I've always, like, thought about, like, that phrase is just, like bumblefuck. And I'm like, what is bumblefuck? And then bumfuck, and it's like, I don't want to think about two bums fucking.
That would have been
bum,
probably...
like butt, not bums.
Like, that... so it's butt fuck, oh, hence butt fuck nowhere.
If it was bumfuck Kentucky and two bums were fucking, that probably would have been the most entertaining thing going on in that town.
So, like, Mike, you get home, and like, oh, hi, honey. Hi, Liz. Well, how are you? Oh, I'm all right. Well, did anything exciting happen? He's like, well, I saw two bums fucking in the middle of the street. That doesn't sound fun. It was the only thing that happened the whole weekend, Liz.
Well, thanks for visiting Jim's BBQ Pod, where you can find us down at Fraggle Rock.